sick.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI as we kick off another week of fun and excitement here on the radio waves and internet. Do they have waves on the internet? I suppose.
This stuff oscillates, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the power grid oscillates at 60 hertz. So the internet waves as well. And we're here for you. By the way, joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You'll find that the entire website is free. You can enjoy all the features. They have the chat room, the webcam, all that stuff. We'll tell you about it as the show goes on. And the main feature of the site allows you, the listener, to submit different show prep suggestions. You find something online that you want to share with our listeners, you just submit it to the website, and then other listeners vote as to whether they like it or dislike it, and the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of our website at freetalklive.com, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it on the air. Starting out tonight, though, we've got a special guest, perhaps a couple of special guests, but at least one, that I didn't really expect to have on because the news was looking pretty grim earlier today as Adam Miller from LibertyOnTour.com was arrested yesterday afternoon in Las Vegas, Nevada, and he is with us, not from the inside of a jail cell tonight after being shoved out the door, apparently, by his jailers. Adam, are you there?
I am here, and yes, Pete is with me as well.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. So you guys are touring around the country. LibertyOnTour.com is the website. You started here in our very own beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, went to New York, Philadelphia. You headed out westbound, and on the way out to the West Coast, you stopped in Denver for a football game where both of you were arrested for refusing to show identification. You managed to get that out, or get out of there, and then headed off west to California. After you headed out to California, you're turning back eastbound, and Las Vegas was your next stop. All along the way, you've been meeting up with people, you've been getting involved in activism, and you've been calling Free Talk Live to kind of update us on your process.
Yeah, and I'm kind of out of the loop on this one, Adam, so tell me about the latest installment of Arrests Across America.
Sure, so Arrests Across America. Not the intention, but it just so happens that when you're doing activism and standing up to the oppressive government that's in this nation, you run into men with badges who think they can, cage you for victimless crimes and do so on a regular basis. But yesterday, Pete and I, while in Las Vegas, were turned onto a story of a store on North Las Vegas Boulevard called Weed, W-E-E-D-Z. And there they sell synthetic marijuana that is legal, and they've been kind of harassed by the local law enforcement over such an issue. We stopped in there to talk with them. The owner wasn't around, and so we were leaving and chilling in the RV about what to do next. Should we wait around an hour for this guy, or should we just be on our way and find a work location? During that process, some Las Vegas Metro Police showed up and informed us that we were parked outside a federal building that's not labeled, and we had no idea it was a federal building at all, which is like kitty corner from where we were parked. And in a lot that's just vacant. They said it was a private lot, but it was just, like, demolished with, like, no signs. Nothing said no trespassing.
Mm-hmm.
The weed lot wasn't big enough to marv, and we thought it'd be an in-and-out. So I had a little conversation with them that is on Quick that was put out yesterday. I don't know if anyone has seen that.
Is that that's the 20-minute-long video with you talking out the window of Marv?
Yes, exactly.
Marv being the Mobile Authority resistance vehicle. Easiest way to find that video might be to go to freekeen.com. Your story, I think, is the top story, and that's the video that I chose to link to there.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'll have to resort to Pete, who did a wonderful job, along with the other folks, of pushing a lot of this stuff out, as I was just released about 45 minutes ago, so I don't know all the short URLs or all the information. But so anywho, I'm relaying to these officers that, you know, they're on a fishing expedition, and I've identified the problem, which was like us parking this location. I had chosen to identify myself verbally. I gave a little brief about what we were doing, and then they wanted more. You know, they wanted more. And I decided to cut it off and say, hey, I've given you enough. There's no reason for you to think that I'm lying, that everything I've stated can be backed up. I even remember thinking or saying that if they wanted to, like, tail us as we left and go on Liberty on tour and, like, run our names, like, they're more than free, too. They have that power. But I was done, like, dancing with their games and doing whatever, and I just wanted to solve the issue at hand, which seemed to be our parking, because that's why they were there.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, if I'm not being detained or whatever, I'd just like to be free to go, which then they want to know about the owner of the vehicle and et cetera.
Before you get on to the rest of that story, just to clarify, their issue was that you were parked in a private lot without permission or that you were too close to a federal building?
That's just it, yes. They were concerned about our proximity to the federal building and what our reason was for being there. And then later said it was also private property. I said, well, that's the issue of private property and the fact that we're too close to this. We'll just leave. We meant no harm. It was not posted that it was private property, and it was
right.
not posted that there was a federal building nearby.
It figures that they would do something like this, but it's news to me that you can't park in parking areas that are designated near federal buildings. I mean, that's the idea that you were just parked somewhere in the vicinity of a federal building means that you can be investigated or somehow charged with a criminal act?
The unlabeled federal buildings, they wouldn't have some sort of federal building parking label as well. So just blank.
Place your U-Haul full of fertilizer here. Yeah, they probably don't have that. But I suppose it makes a certain amount of sense that you know, sort of in a reactionary way, that you wouldn't be able to park near federal buildings. And when you think about all the awful things the federal government does, I can see why they're concerned with people wanting to blow up their buildings.
But
you might want to post a no parking sign somewhere.
Yeah, you might want to do that. It seems to me that this was
want to hassle people.
It seems to me that this was just an excuse. Now, when I was looking at the video footage of these guys, were they dressed in brown? They seemed kind of like sheriffs, but you said they were city police?
Yes, they were. They are dressed in brown. They kind of do look like highway patrol officers, but they are Las Vegas Metro, which is just like the downtown, like, tourist area of Las Vegas that they're primarily responsible for. Since we were only like a block from the Strip, the northern part of the Las Vegas Boulevard, that's why we were in their area. That's why it wasn't just Las Vegas PD.
Now, earlier in that, I think it was the same day, or maybe it was the day prior, you were still in Vegas, and you were on the street. There were a couple cops that had pulled somebody over. You guys did some cop blocking on them.
Washington.
You pulled out, what's that, cop block? It's copblock.org is the website. You pulled out your video cameras and were recording these cops. They didn't like that very much. Was this the same department that ended up arresting you later, or was that a different department?
That was a different department. Those guys were actually Nevada State Patrol or troopers, and they were just monitoring that highway. I believe it was 15, and that was actually like 2 or 3 days prior to my arrest yesterday.
I see. Okay.
I suspect these guys talk, though. I mean, I think that Liberty on Tour is probably getting a reputation of to some extent with law enforcement.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know that, like, the jail at around 6 o'clock this morning did take me out of the holding cell that they had me in, a 6x10 that was had seats for six, but we were holding 10 in there while four guys slept on the floor or laid on the floor. I don't know if anyone was really sleeping. But they pulled me out around 6 and said that I needed to instruct my clan to quit calling, which time I informed them I can't control what anybody does, and I think an easier solution would be just to let me go, as I shouldn't be here to begin with.
That is awesome. Just to inform our newer listeners that are not aware of what can happen when the police put Adam and Pete or anybody else that's within the Liberty community in a cage, the activists get the word out. I mean, word went out on Facebook real fast last night. I think you guys sent a Port 411 out as well, and that helped bring some attention to it. You put the word out amongst the activist community. The phone numbers were shared for the jail and for the police department, and people call. If you ask the activists to call, that's one easy thing that anybody who's anywhere can do. You don't have to be a part of the New Hampshire Liberty Movement to help somebody out. And even though there was maybe just a handful of folks that are actually on the ground there in Las Vegas, there are dozens, if not hundreds, of people around the country that can easily pick up their phone in a moment's notice.
Also, if you get in tune with it, they have a script. Some people will put up scripts of this is what I said, and so it'll give you an idea of what to say.
Adam, you can stick with us for a little while and talk more about this, right?
Absolutely.
All right, more with Adam Miller from LibertyOnTour.com here in a moment. Set 800-259-9231. Maybe you've got a question for Adam or Pete. He's there as well, though we haven't heard from him yet. If you've got a question, dial in. You're welcome to get on the phone with them, too. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark, and you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. You'll find that the features there are free. So enjoy those on us, including news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. You can follow us via email, which is the best way. There's also Twitter and Facebook. Head over to news.freetalklive.com. And again, our website packed full of free features, and it's got a lot of good stuff on the front page, stuff created by listeners like you. Another good source for news and information, our friends over at freedomsphoenix.com.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, some of the top headlines over there is Kristen, oh shoot, Mindertsma, and how pig parts run the world. Northern Lights get reality TV show on the internet. Afghans election success, violence, fraud, and low voter turnout. Go check it out at freedomsphoenix.com.
All right, we're going to come back here with more with Adam Miller and Pete Ayer. They are the two guys behind what was the Motorhome Diaries and is now morphed into Liberty on Tour, as they are crossing the country and now coming back from the West Coast, touring around, meeting up with liberty-minded activists in various different cities across the country, getting out, doing activism with those folks, and getting arrested along the way. Not necessarily their intention, but it's what's happened. This is now Adam's second arrest while on the road for Liberty on Tour. And similar, you know, strikingly similar circumstances here. The first time you were arrested in Denver was because of not showing identification. And this time around, you were just minding your own business in MARV, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle, you guys' RV. And some cops came up in Vegas and decided to harass you. Now, did they send out five cops right out the gate?
Well, I'm not sure exactly. I was talking from the window and I couldn't see around. I know three came right away, and then when I got them to a point where I was like, "Hey, I've given you all the information I'm going to voluntarily give you. I'm asking if I'm, you know, if I can just leave, and that would solve everyone's problems here." And then one guy went to talk to the supervisor, and then shortly afterwards we came out to when I noticed there, I believe it was six officers, and by the time they transported me, there had been eight there. And even after I was officially arrested, because when I first stepped out of the RV. They didn't even give me a chance to, like, identify myself or you know, give you a choice. It was just immediately I was placed in handcuffs, and then I was told I wasn't under arrest at that time. But I think they handcuffed me because I had the video camera or the Android with the quick going. And I think that's why they put me in handcuffs right away to get that out of the way and then entered MARV. But it wasn't about 45 minutes before I was actually officially under arrest and told I was going to a jail cell.
Did they, you said they went into MARV, did they toss the place? Was it searched as it has been in prior encounters?
It was not. I was actually surprised. They did it for what they said, to make sure there was no other people in here, even though we had told them there wasn't and we didn't consent to them being searched. But, yeah, they came in with, like, guns drawn and ran back to the back and I think looked in the bathroom and came out.
Right, and this is all over a parking violation, right?
Mm-hmm. But it was near a federal building, so that justifies it all.
When you add the camera into the mix, it makes them sketchy.
Oh, it's clear and obvious that this is the this is contempt of cop. I mean, to anyone who's listening who, well, has an ounce of integrity understands that this is all about the police officers not liking the fact that you didn't answer every single one of their pointless, silly questions, and they didn't like being that public servants can be, well, videotaped on public property while they're working on public time.
Absolutely. I mean, to be honest, I mean, if it would have been, it wasn't even a parking violation. There was no law being violated. They simply, the property owner did not call and ask us to be removed. Mm-hmm. It was merely because we were too close to one of their buildings for their comfort. Mind you, we were a good 150 yards from that building.
Right.
I know that's still close, but it's not like we were parked out in front.
I just want people to understand what it must be like in order to get your home invaded and your vehicle searched over a parking violation. Everybody's had a parking ticket. These cops came in five deep with weapons drawn in order to find out if there was someone in the vehicle who was doing what.
Well, it was a show of force. It was intimidation, and as you mentioned earlier, it was a fishing expedition. These cops were doing what they always do, and that is attempting to contact people who, as you pointed out, have not actually broken any sort of law, and attempting to talk them into a reason to arrest them, basically. And that's one of the things, when I was looking at the video, I was thinking, oh my gosh, why did you talk to him in the first place? Because, I mean, it's easy for me to sit back here and quarterback it, because I wasn't there on the ground, and I know that you like to have discussions with the police, but when the first cop opened up with, can I talk to you for a second, how do you think things would have gone had you just closed the window and said no thanks, or just ignored them in the first place?
Luckily, I've thought about that. I mean, you're kind of right. It's not that I want to be confrontational with police, but I still want to talk to them. And like I said to them over and over after the quick video was done, is that, okay, guys, you're now arresting me for obstructing an officer. And I said, how did I do that? And they said that I didn't cooperate. Well, I did. I gave them my name. I told them what I was doing, libertyontour.com. And I said that everything I've stated to you can be backed by proof. You know, I mean, you're looking at this RV with a bunch of graphics. You know, there's no reason for you to think that I went through all this work to deceive you. And I would just like to leave.
It's the most elaborate ruse ever put forth.
Right. And what's absolutely ridiculous is these same jackballs with silly hats and little tin badges will tell you that you have the right to remain silent. So how can you have the right to remain silent, then be arrested for obstruction of justice for not answering their questions?
You did it.
Either I have the right to remain silent, Your Majesty, or I don't. Quit lying to me, please.
Well, exactly. I mean, at the end of the day, yes, I might have. But, I mean, after the conversation started, the officer, and I don't know if you heard him say it on the quick video or not, I haven't been able to view it myself, but he said if we didn't come out of that vehicle, they will tow it in there with us, and, you know, and or disable the vehicle by whatever means they were implying. I don't know. So after I opened the window and talked to them, I think there was no way they were going to let us just drive off. So it was either not answer the door at all, or open the window and wait for the tow truck to drive up. They probably just would have towed us without talking to us.
It's hard to say, really. I mean, it's all speculation at this point. It could very well be that they would have pulled out their guns, shot out your tires for not to, if you just tried to close your window up and drive away. I mean, these are the same guys that stormed it. They had no right to enter this vehicle. Once you had come out, and, you know, they put you in cuffs. What was their right for doing this? The reason they let you go, Adam, I suspect, is because they were on really, really thin legal ice.
Well, yeah, Meg mentioned during one of the breaks, apparently, that they have dropped the charges. Is that true?
That is true. When I was, I talked to Pete about an hour before my release, and he said that there's no word from the judge, but yet one of his assistants said I would see him at 9 a.m. tomorrow, and if I wanted to be bailed out. So I said, you know, I was kind of curious back and forth, because they were pretty rough with me at the beginning when they, pulled me out of the police car. One guy grabbed my neck and, yanked me, my torso and head out of the car, while the other one grabbed my feet, put shackles on it, and then grabbed the chain to carry the lower half of my weight while, twisting my ankle, while the one guy held me under the armpits, and the other three guys carried me into the jail. And they were twisting my wrists and my ankles to get me to comply. And they cuffed me to a bench with,
Tell you what, we want to talk more about the jail process here in a moment. Hang on, more with Adam Miller from LibertyOnTour.com. Just got out of the Las Vegas jail. Charges dropped after being harassed for parking somewhere where there was no evidence that he wasn't allowed to park there. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study. Called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy three, get one free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at Diabetic Health Solution.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free. So enjoy those, and you'll enjoy the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program. Tracy Ward, the newest addition to the Shrine, also the very same lady that is in this month's page of the Ladies of Liberty Alliance calendar. Tracy Ward, the newest member of the Shrine of Female Listeners. Thanks to Taryn Lupo over at the LCL Report for putting that up there on the site. So you can get the details, if you are a lady listener, on how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. And again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. Also, Mark, tell me about gold and silver. What's a great way to get your hands on some? And I mean get your hands on it, because you don't want to go with one of those buy the gold that's in a vault somewhere deals, and it turns out that they've actually just sold you pieces of paper that don't represent gold.
That can be very uncomfortable. I mean, I think that there's reputable organizations out there that do that kind of thing. However, I think for people that own smaller amounts, you're talking about a situation where you'd probably want it in your hands. I can see why people would want it in vaults too, but in this case, you go to gold.freetalklive.com and check out what we've got there. I've picked some coins, including the new Mises coin. There's a Ludwig von Mises coin. Go over and check it out at gold.freetalklive.com. We've got some great rates on it. We've teamed up with Midas Resources, who is the syndicate of Free Talk Live, and that way, when you buy gold and silver, you can not only get some great prices, could very well be the best prices for these things on the internet. But you'll also be able to support Free Talk Live and its syndicate. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. We've got Adam Miller with us from libertyontour.com as he and his partner Pete Ayer are traveling across the country and back, meeting up with liberty-minded folks all around the whole country and hanging out with them and doing activism and sometimes encountering the police. Sometimes it goes well, sometimes not so much. This time you were carried away after the police came up to harass you and Pete for being parked in an area that they claimed was private, but you saw no signage of any sort that was prohibiting your parking there. You decided to converse with the officers, hoping that that would help end the situation, because there have been situations in the past. I think one of them was in Connecticut where you guys were in a parking lot and the business owner didn't want you there, and the police came out to inform you of that. You went on your way, and the cops were fine with it. In this case, you attempted to assuage the police by telling them that you were more than happy to leave, except they demanded more information from you. And because you didn't want to give up all kinds of personal info, they decided to, well, demand that you leave the vehicle, which I found was kind of an interesting situation. Are you still there, Adam?
I am here, yes.
You were in the video that was posted, and I reposted it over at freekeen.com, 20 minutes. It's about 20 minutes long, and the beginning portion is you conversing with them, and the very end is where you guys end up leaving the vehicle. Now, they were basically threatening you to get you to leave, but I thought it was interesting that they basically had to cajole you to voluntarily leave the RV as opposed to just storming in and coming after you when there were plenty of them around. Do you think that what is your perspective on why they approach things that way?
I'm not sure. I mean, it's just like many of the things that went on throughout the evening. They don't know how to deal with situations other than force. And I mean, the sergeant that came on scene, the supervisor, at one point even said they'd rip the door off if they had to. And, you know, we really don't want to get in a situation. We're in the middle of a project. We've had our camera gear stolen. We've had our property damaged. You know, Pete's motorhome has been damaged. And so, you know, engaging the officers is kind of like, I guess I was hoping to use logic with them and run into officers who could understand that there's no threat here, it's a misunderstanding. Yeah, no, it's kind of silly.
Meg was laughing at you. It's just the laughter caught, though, so I apologize. Go ahead.
Sure. No, and normally, you know, there have been times when it's happened. I thought this might have been one of them. But, yeah, to get out of the vehicle, it was, you know, partially to save some of our property, hopefully some harm towards ourselves. But, again, it didn't really work out that way. They placed me, they just detained me. It was why they handcuffed me. I feel that was because of the camera in my hand. And after they claimed that I was under arrest, then I had then informed them that, all right, well, since I'm officially under arrest now, I'm no longer going to cooperate with this kidnapping because I shouldn't be taken to jail. And it was actually about an hour-ish, I don't know the exact amount of time, before they actually transported me from the RV's location to jail, where I went over and over with some of the officers that, okay, you're charging me with obstructing an officer. Does this warrant having to go to jail? You know, and the officer said that he could use discretion and give me a ticket, but some formula that he thought that if I was deceiving or he doesn't know who I really am or whatever, like he went back and forth.
You weren't obedient enough. That's really what it was. They wanted you to answer every question. Now, a quick question before we get to the jail part of the story.
Sure.
At what point did the officers, did the cops know that you were recording them? Because Pete was recording from from quick.com, kind of sitting back a ways from the windows, and it wouldn't have been immediately apparent that they were being recorded. Did you have a camera in your hands as well? Were they aware that they were actually being broadcast live?
One of our HD cameras was on the table. You can probably see our shotgun mic assembled to that camera. I don't know if they put two and two together. They never noticed it. But towards the end of the conversation, when I was waiting for the superior to come back, I did start taking video from my phone, which I haven't even looked at it yet or anything like that. But at least one of the officers was aware that they were being filmed. And we did say, I remember us saying that we weren't armed and stuff like that, and that maybe we had phones in our hands when we were coming out. But I remember us saying that we're peaceful, like, because they were all, like, surrounding the door with, like, their hands on their hips.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we wanted to make sure that they weren't going to draw down on us or put us in a weird situation. So I know one officer for sure knew that they were being videotaped, but it never really was an issue after the fact of coming out and having a phone. So
I just wonder if that would have changed everything. I mean, always, again, looking in hindsight, I wonder if had you come up to the window, if you wanted to talk to them, because the first question from the officer was a contact, a classic contact question. Can I talk to you for a second? Oh, no, thank you. I don't want your services today. Goodbye. But if you're going to come up to the window, you've got a camera in your hands or the phone for quick.com, which allows anybody to broadcast instantly, pretty much instantly, to the Internet. And if you were to say something like, we're broadcasting this live, do you feel as though the police would have acted on in a more cautious manner? Do you feel they may have changed their behavior as a result of that?
Well, I would assume so, and I'd hope so, but I haven't actually tried that myself. I do know that even with our regular cameras, it probably helps. Like the video we posted of the Nevada State Highway Patrol, when we said, are we being detained? And they said, no, okay, then we're going to leave. I think them not following us or like saying, whoa, you don't get to leave, is because of the camera in those scenarios. So
yeah, by the way, that was great. I meant to compliment you on that. If you go to libertyontour.com and you scroll down past the current story, there is the one that you did the couple days prior, also in Las Vegas, where it's the two of you and the two cops. And it was great. It was like a Dave Ridley move where basically, you know, the cop, you ask the cop if you're being detained. He says no, and you turn right around and just walk away. And they didn't do anything about it. It was empowering to watch that.
Yeah. And again, and the reason why I think if you would do that without a camera or by yourself, you know, there's always two of us, so that really helps. And I encourage people that are going to go out and film cops to at least have somebody that's going to stand across the street or, you know, if not next to you.
The closer the better, by the way. I know that there's it's kind of funny when new activists come up here to New Hampshire, they're not used to how, well, different things are up here. And like if they pull out a video camera, they're standing 100 feet away from the action.
The video stinks at that point.
You can get closer. It's New Hampshire. They're not as likely to hurt you for being close. But I don't blame anybody for wanting to keep their distance from the police. These guys are unpredictable, they're dangerous, and you don't know what they're going to do. But the closer you can get to the action, the better, because if you're way across the street, then you know it doesn't really matter so much.
You don't have the audio. The most important part is the audio, not the video.
Adam, you can stick with us, right?
Absolutely.
All right, more with Adam Miller here in moments. He is from libertyontour.com. And we will take your calls, of course, about anything at 800-259-9231. So arrested on not even the side of the road, just in some place in Las Vegas, some place they parked their RV, taken to jail, ended up being strapped to a chair for 5 hours. We haven't heard that part of the story yet. We'll find out what it was like in jail here in moments with Adam. It's Free Talk Live.
John Dennis, an accomplished businessman and entrepreneur, has been a pro-liberty Republican for a quarter century. He's the new face of a new Republican Party, and he's running for congressman of California's 8th District.
I'm John Dennis, and I support drastically cutting both taxes and spending, which will help repair our devastated economy, abolishing spendthrift governmental money pits that fail to produce the desired results, bringing our troops home to defend our country, not policing other countries around the world, and a return to personal responsibility, self-ownership, and freedom of choice for all Americans.
Something John doesn't approve of? Nancy Pelosi. It's time for the Wicked Witch of the West to go away. Wipe the slate clean in California's 8th District in Washington in one blow. Contribute to the John Dennis for 2010 campaign at johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the show that you can take control of by dialing in toll-free. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. Features there are free. And if you want to help support this program, you can do that by shopping with us at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. You can find pretty much whatever it is you're looking for there. Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com sells a bunch of stuff, different categories, dozens of categories. Brand new items, you can ship those with free Super Saver shipping, a whole bunch of those. Not all of them qualify for it, but a shocking amount do. And used items, even, if you want to save a few extra bucks. So get your shopping done over at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. And when you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a portion of Amazon's profits. Joining you in the studio, it is Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
And also joining us online, here on the line, rather, is Adam Miller from LibertyOnTour.com. He's given us the rundown on his last 24 hours, most of which were spent behind bars in Las Vegas, as he and Pete from LibertyOnTour.com are going across the country, meeting up with liberty-oriented activists, doing activism, and Vegas was one of your stops. It was actually, I think, your last day that you were planning on being in Vegas, that you were arrested after having a conversation with some police. They didn't pull you over. You were just in a parking area, or what you thought was an area in which you could park. They claimed that you couldn't. They claimed that they were nervous because you were in a brightly marked RV with advertisements all over it.
All these bright colors scare me.
Well, and they claimed that it was near a federal building. So apparently they're worried that terrorists are going to roll up with an RV that's just got is the most blatantly obvious thing in the entire world and cause some sort of terror. So they arrested you. You didn't go along with cooperating with them, and they took you to the Las Vegas jail, where they then proceeded to subject you to some very uncomfortable conditions. What's the story there?
Well, yeah, like I stated before, I informed them once I was officially under arrest at the scene where Marvin's parked that since I'm officially under arrest, I will not resist the arrest, but I will not assist in the arrest. At that time, in usual fashion, they waged more threats at me, saying they would quote unquote code five me, which would then, they would have this team waiting and physically remove me, and it would be very unpleasant. And I then stated to them that you know, I'm a peaceful person and I haven't harmed anybody and there is no victim on this crime and it doesn't warrant going to jail and being locked in a cage. I kept saying cage when they kept correcting me to say jail. And that was kind of funny to go back and forth with them for a moment. I'm like, no, it's a cage. But anyways, so when I got to the jail, there was about five or six guys, one EMT and a nurse. They asked me some questions first, and I said, I'm fine. You know, these men don't have to do this and so on. And then the larger of the jailers, like, his hand, like, fit all the way around my neck and, like, pulled my head out. And he, him and another guy grabbed each side of my arms, pulled me out to where a guy, like, shackled my legs, grabbed the chains. And one of the men of the three was twisting my wrist as he was holding one of my armpits. The other one was holding my neck and one armpit, while the other one was holding my legs and one ankle. Both trying to twist them, just like in Denver, they twisted my wrist and kept saying, sir, you should walk. I bet you would feel better to walk, and things like that. These guys are saying the same thing. You know you could do this on your own, in which I would just reply, you know, you don't have to use force against me, and you could just let me go. So they brought me into the facility, put the chain around my waist that had handcuffs at its side so that and put me in those handcuffs where my elbows are bent a little bit. They then asked me if I would walk to take pictures and a thumbprint, where I said, I won't resist, but I won't assist. They said, fine. They then, like, dragged me and threw me onto a concrete chair, like a single chair with two bars along the sides of it with handcuffs on it, where they handcuffed the handcuffs through those things so that I couldn't move my hands or turn my body, and I was stuck in that chair for about 5 hours.
Wow.
To the point where shift change came. And they asked if they were going to be cooperative. And at this point, I'll be honest, I was a little shaken with how violent they were to me and how much, like, the cuffs were untied, my wrist had hurt. And I kind of took a note from you, Ian, where I said, you know, I'll do these things as long as you ask me nicely and start treating me like a human. So as long as they said please and or thank you, I would walk, but I would walk really slowly. I would say things to them like, do you even know I'm here? Did you ask why I was here? Do you feel that I should be here? Things like that. And, you know, it was kind of like the rest of the evening was like, make a deal. You know, I would get something. Because I asked them, like, you get me out of this chair. That's awful. And put me somewhere where I could lay down. I would do these things as long as you asked me nicely. And then they did. Threw me in a holding cell with a bunch of other people. Then they wanted to ask me a bunch of medical questions, which I tried to decline. But I'm code 5, so wherever I go, I'm shackled at the hip and at the ankles. And three guys are accompanying me.
Because the guy who won't walk around needs to be chained.
Right, and this is all, I'd like to remind the listening public out there, this is all about an alleged traffic, not traffic, but a parking violation.
Which was never actually cited in any way, shape, or form.
There's no signage or anything like that.
Right, it was more about the area in which we parked. We parked too close to one of their buildings. You know, no parking infraction, just the fact that we're too close to their building. But yeah, so during the medical procedure, they're like, you know, they give me the same line. This must be in their training at this jail because I heard it over and over through several COs, correction officers, that said we can do this the easy way, we can do this the hard way. And it wasn't so much the questions, but they wanted to inject me for a TB test, and I didn't want them sticking anything in my body. And we went over this, and finally I gave because I didn't want them to use force on me and let them do it, but then they just put it under your skin and I squeezed it out right away. Which I don't know if it really helped or what, but I really didn't like that at all. I mean, it was total an invasion of my body.
It's interesting. The TB test has been explained two ways. The one I experienced was like a little prick. The one that Lauren Canario explained to me that they tried to foist on her was an actual needle with an injection kind of needle style to it, and it sounded much larger and much scarier. That one I don't think I would have accepted, but the pinprick one seemed to be pretty standard TB test.
Yeah, mine sounds kind of like that. It was just like a prick, like they just raised my skin up and then put a little fluid in there, to which I immediately pinched and put back out the same hole they put it in. But like I said, I really didn't like it, and I didn't sign anything about like my arrest or admitting the charges, but they weren't going to let me leave that room, and so I signed that medical waiver. We probably sat there for like 5 minutes, and I'm like, come on, guys. So then I signed that under duress, and then they threw me into a cell with a 10x6 with 10 other guys. There were six spots to chain people to, but 10 of us were in there. And, you know, that was just a horrible condition, freezing. Mind you, I'm still in flip-flops and shorts because that's what I was arrested in.
Oh, my gosh. And no water? Did I hear correctly that you were not able to access water throughout a bunch of this?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we did have, they kept telling us to drink out of the sink, but something was up. Like, that water was cloudy, and nobody wanted to do that.
Yeah, that's comforting. Hey, have some cloudy water. Mmm.
Especially since there was a bubbler right outside the door. And, I mean, we asked over and over for it, but I think I apologize to the guys that were in there. Some who were just, like, needed to go through the booking process and be like, go, but they were very, very slow with that. But I'm guessing, due to some of the reactions and comments to me from the correction officers, that my cell was being processed a little slower due to the fact that I was in there and they were upset about all the phone calls, which I really appreciate. And I'm very glad that everybody took a little bit of time to help because, I mean, it really, really solidified the ideas and drove it home to some of those folks.
I have to even wonder, Adam, how many people even got through. Last night when I first got the word, we were, Meg is here at the studio, and we were, you know, making this call. First of all, the phone messaging system was confusing. I didn't know what buttons
to
press.
Eight numbers, but seven different.
Ended up going on hold at, first of all, the police department was closed in Las Vegas. You couldn't even make a call to them, so I had to call the jail.
Closed police department.
Yeah.
In Las Vegas.
Right. Yeah, and so I had to call the jail and was put on hold for 10 minutes. I mean, it was unprecedented. The amount of time I was on hold, I was thinking to myself, well, how long do I want to hold for this? And I just kept holding and kept holding. Finally, someone picked up. She claimed that you weren't there. And then a few moments later, I looked on Facebook and other people were saying that they did say that you were there. And they wanted us to give you give them your social security number or birth date. And I thought, no, I'm not. Even if I knew either of those numbers, which I don't, I wouldn't give them because I don't know if you would have given them.
I wanted to say, like, well, under it, it'll either have a picture of him giving the finger or just saying no. So do you have anybody with that birthday under there?
So, yeah, they claimed that they couldn't find you without having a birthday, but then I guess others called and were able to find you. There's all kinds of just, it's just so confusing.
They're bureaucrats.
Yeah.
They have no obligation to serve you. This is the kind of customer service you're going to get from the government.
So I call later. So the next day, or today, rather, I called the court because Pete had posted over on Liberty on Tour, I think, on the Facebook page, that you should call the court and encourage the judge to let Adam go. And so I call the court, and I listen to the menu three times to try to figure out what button to press. Press the number one, probably the most popular button, and it goes to a fast, busy signal. Then, later, a half hour later, I call back. It didn't even go to the voice messaging system. They claimed it was like a voicemail system that hadn't been set up at that point.
You jammed them all up.
They shut down the entire system, apparently. Tell you what, Adam, hang on if you can. Can we keep it through to the next hour just for a little bit?
Absolutely.
All right, more coming up in hour number two with Adam Miller from LibertyOnTour.com. Free Talk Live.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on PodcastAwards.com. Four out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.